On Mondays through to Fridays, customers waved for their usuals. There were 3 Pauls, 2 Tims, 4 Collins, 8 Marys, and 1 Marco. Within the froth of a freshly brewed latte, Beth's hand deftly drew 2 strong lines, a slender curl, and some wavy strokes for shading. It was no Monet, but at least she could say she was getting paid to make art. That is, when she wasn't cleaning plates, prepping salads, or smacking fair trade dregs from hammers. Satisfied with her artistic efforts, Beth drew a tick over a blue penned equivalent in a stained moleskin. 6 more coffees and the portrait would be complete. "Who's this one for?" asked Melanie from behind the bench, complete with latex gloves to prove it. "Colin number 3," Beth replied, nodding her brownish locks towards the outside table. "I'll take it then," Melanie slyly added, as a flute lute drifted from the mesh of speakers, albeit and no Jenny. "I so don't think so." And with that, Beth slid from behind the coffee machine and with glass and saucer in hand, waited for a gap in the passing blur of linen. The aroma of fresh coffee made Beth think of Brazil and football and bikini wax Catholicism. Before starting this job, she was a once-a-dayer, but now she swallowed as much as she inhaled. "Big issue, $5, help the homeless." Beth looked towards the streak of yellow that wove its way through the crowd. "Afternoon, Jim." "Beth." Jim and his satchel full of magazines stood still long enough to form a barrier against the 9-to-5 tide, and Beth hoofed across the pavement to the twin islands of tables in the middle. As Beth leant forward to place the coffee on the table, she wondered if the kind eyes of Colin number 3 would notice the lingering lines cut into the froth of his usual, and if so, she wondered if he could guess that it was his penis. Not that she'd seen his penis. It was more an educated guess, going by the size of his merrills, the fingers that almost touch when holding a takeaway cup, and by the contour across the front of his pants. "Your coffee," added Beth, with her proffering best. Beth carefully placed the saucer down and spun it a few degrees, making sure that her sketch was the right way up. "Thanks for that," Colin's green eyes smiled, before he promptly swallowed his own penis.